like that intended, but it really shook you.
It really shook me. I came home. It took me, like I said, two buses to get from Hollywood, East Hollywood, where the Ambassador Hotel was, back into the San Fernando Valley. I came home, watched the election results. We won the election. I was sitting on the floor. My mother had fallen asleep at the couch. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden they said on CBS, we break in with this bulletin. And before they even opened their mics, Jerry Dunphy in the news, a big reporter in Los Angeles, I turned to my mother and I said, I think they shot Bobby. And I'll never forget that day as long as I live. One of those days that will stick in your memory, that's for sure. How old were you at the time, Rick?
14.
You were 14, so you were just a couple years behind me. Did it have obviously, you were in, like, second grade, I guess, when John Kennedy was shot, right?
Yep. No, that's true. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And we had seen so many assassinations. It was like assassination du jour. It was almost like mass shooting nowadays. It was, who are they going to assassinate this week? Martin Luther King, Malcolm X.
Jack had already been killed. I don't even think the nation had even begun to heal from Jack being killed.
And then Martin Luther King, and then right. and then Bobby. What were the similarities and the differences to you between the two brothers being killed?
Well, as you say, I was a really little kid when the president was killed, and I found that shocking, and at that age I had no idea how to process it. You think of the president as some kind of superhero, and so him being there one moment and gone the next was difficult for all Americans. Robert Kennedy
and
had much...
Please continue.
Robert Kennedy had much direct impact on me. I was 14. I was volunteering in the campaign in New York where we lived at the time, and that was going to be a subsequent primary after California. So I was listening to my transistor radio under my pillow late at night when the news broke.
Sure, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, how in the world did two brothers get to be maybe two of the most prolific speakers of the last century? When you think of those classic speeches, you think of the Kennedy inauguration speeches and so many of the speeches. I remember the speech when the missiles were being fired at us. What makes a person a great speaker in order? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think there are a number of things. I've been lucky enough to write speeches for others, including President Clinton, and to watch really great speakers at work. And I think there are performance art parts of it, the capacity to speak publicly, which is usually a function of practice. Some folks, and President Clinton's a perfect example of this, tend to be great speakers early on. I think John Kennedy was a more natural public speaker. Public speaking was something that Robert Kennedy didn't like at all, avoided as much as he could well into his career. He was nervous as a speaker, but he was dedicated as a writer. And in fact, our book starts with a incident that most Americans don't know about Robert Kennedy, and that is when he was 22, he went to Palestine, then a British-controlled zone, which was, at the time he arrived, just about to become the new state of Israel. And he wrote three byline pieces for the Boston Post about what he saw in that area, what he thought about the birth of the state of Israel and Middle Eastern politics and culture more generally, and specifically the role of the United States in that region. Pretty heady stuff for a 22-year-old kid. So he was always a writer over the course of his life, and I think that helped his speaking enormously.
We just saw the death and the passing of Mrs. Bush last week, and obviously the first woman in 200 years to have a husband and a son as the president of the United States.
Right.
And it brought back what type of dynasty the Kennedys really were going to be in this country if it wasn't for two bullets.
Well, the family had a dedication to public service that went back a number of generations. Robert Kennedy and John Kennedy's grandfather was the mayor of Boston. So politics had been in the family quite some time, and the commitment to public service and the notion that, in part because they had substantial privilege within the family financially, that there was a responsibility to give back and to show leadership.
Unbelievable. The time went way too quickly. I hope we get to do this again someday, Rick. Thank
yes.
you very much.
Thanks so
Thank
very
you,
much.
Thank you, Rod and Rachel.
Absolute
I appreciate
pleasure.
It.
Pleasure.
And we can't wait to read the book.